Let us finally regain our senses and remain vigilant. My fear is less about the outward conflicts, but rather the struggles within us. Even a strong-rooted tree will fall if it's infested by a worm from inside, regardless of external disturbances. How long have we, like worms, been gnawing at the root of the church? Such thoughts are born from earthly concerns, or rather filth, born of corruption and unceasing, detestable flattery from women. Let's finally demonstrate our courage, let's champion wisdom, and let's resist these destructive influences. For I see the bulk of the church lying fallen as if it were a corpse. As in a freshly deceased body, one can see eyes, hands, feet, neck, and head, but none are performing their intended function. Similarly, here we all claim to be faithful, yet our faith is inactive. We have extinguished its warmth and turned the body of Christ into a lifeless form. While the idea is horrifying to describe, it's even more dreadful when demonstrated through our actions. We may bear the title of brothers, yet behave like enemies. We're called members, yet we're divided like predators. My intention in saying this isn't to broadcast our current state, but to bring shame upon you and convince you to change your ways. Whenever someone walks into a house and receives respect, you should thank God for the honor shown to your fellow member, glorifying God in the process. But instead, you slander this person to the ones who showed them honor, causing discord and embarrassing yourself. Why would you do such a thing, causing only distress and sorrow? When you hear someone praising your brother amongst men or women, add to their praises. In doing so, you're praising yourself. But if you disagree, you give yourself a bad reputation and inadvertently elevate the other person. Whenever you hear someone being praised, join in their appreciation. This way, they'll praise you back for being good and genuine. Don't fear that you'll lose out by praising others. On the contrary, you'll lose out if you slander them. People are inherently argumentative, so when they see you criticizing someone, they'll heap more praise on that person to spite you. They'll also dislike those who are critical, both inwardly and outwardly. Can you see the dishonor we bring upon ourselves and how we tear our congregation apart? Let's finally be members of one another and become one body. If someone is being praised, they should humbly dismiss the praise and direct it to a fellow member. Likewise, if you hear someone else being praised, you should enjoy it in return. If we gather together in unity, we'll also attract the head, but if we live divided, we'll repel his aid. Without his help, the body will suffer immensely from the lack of binding from above. So, to prevent this from happening, let's eliminate hostility and jealousy, disregard public opinion, and embrace love and unity. In doing this, we'll receive blessings both now and in the future. May we all reach this through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ, who with the Father and the Holy Ghost deserves glory, power, and honor now and forever and for eternity. Amen.